turning the word of the Lord to John's Gospel, John's Gospel, chapter 3. John's Gospel, chapter 3. We'll be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 36. God's people, these are God's words. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, We speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world, and he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth light, the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. After these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. And John also was baptizing in Aenon near to Salem, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. For John was not yet cast into prison. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. John answered and said, A man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear me witness, and that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. And what he hath seen and heard, that he testifieth. And no man receiveth his testimony. He that hath received his testimony hath set to his seal that God is true. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Those are God's words. The chapter has two parts. The first is that discourse with the Lord Jesus that he had with the Pharisee Nicodemus, who was ashamed to come and see Jesus in the first place, as he came by night, in which Jesus proclaims to him and calls him to be born again by the water and the Spirit. The same is true of all of you here this evening. You must be born again. You must be made alive. You say, but I'm already alive. I'm breathing, right? That's what Nicodemus was saying. I'm sitting right here. And that's true. But you need to be born again. More specifically, you need to be what the word also means, or can mean, you must be born from above. You need the Holy Spirit to come and change your heart. Otherwise, you are dead in your sins and trespasses, and you need to be therefore made alive by the Spirit and have the grace of the Lord poured out upon you and believe so that you can receive the promise here, verse 15, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And so what he's saying is, come and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. Believe on Christ and you will be saved. And you believe not in the miracles themselves. That's again very popular for the people to do, the Jews to do in John's gospel. They believe the miracles, but they don't believe Jesus. Believe in Jesus. And that will show in part that you have been born from above. The second part of this chapter is John the Baptist's discussion with his disciples concerning Jesus Christ. That John is not the Christ, but a servant of Jesus Christ. The ministry of John is in pointing to Christ alone. And so we hear verse 36, very last verse. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. And so the command to you all is believe on the Son, Jesus Christ. And the promise to you, if you believe on the Son, Jesus Christ, is that you will have everlasting life. But if you do not believe, if you disobey that command to believe, the wrath of God abides on you. Let's pray. Father, we give you praise again for your word. We're thankful for the gospel that's so clear here. We're thankful for the doctrine of the Holy Spirit and regeneration, and the need for each one of us, from those in the womb to the oldest amongst us, the need for each one of us to be born from above, born again by the Spirit. That we would have life, that we would see the light and walk in the light, no longer walking in the darkness and dwelling in the darkness, but walking and living in the light, even in Christ your Son, who is the light of the world. Father, we're thankful that Jesus is your only begotten Son. He's begotten, not made. Eternal. And He's the only one like it. We're thankful that He is not only the Son of God or the Son of David, the Son of Man, that He's not Lord or God only, but that He is God become man. One person and two natures, two distinct natures. God and man. And we're thankful that He was sent by You to earth according to that great covenant from all eternity. That He would be sent to come and save sinners, even through His perfect life and perfect death on the cross. That He would be the suffering servant and suffer on our behalf. That we would not suffer but have life forever in Him alone. We're thankful for the work of the Holy Spirit of regeneration and making our hearts new and granting to us life, making us alive. That we can breathe the air of freedom from sin and turn from wickedness. Father, this day we do plead that You would call Your elect unto Yourself. That each one here, You would call unto them. That You would offer Christ to each one. And that by Your Spirit and regeneration, each one would grasp hold of Christ Your Son. Grasp hold of the promises found in Him alone, and the hope and comfort and peace that is found in Him alone. And that You would grant life and salvation to each one. Father, we do plead for the church. Plead that You would uphold the church of Jesus Christ throughout the world. There is much wickedness and false teaching, much of the world trying to infiltrate and trying to destroy Your people, which is the way it has been since the beginning, since the fall. Even since the church formally was brought about as Israel crossed on dry ground through the Red Sea, as we heard this morning. The world constantly attacking. And there's always fighting. And that is exactly as You promised it, and so we put our trust in You. For You said that there would be enmity or hostility between the seed of the woman, Your people, Your children, and the seed of the serpent. Those who have as their father the devil, unbelievers. And so much of the world, all of the world, is fighting against Christ Your Son, refusing to bow to Him. And so, Father, we plead that they would bow, that You would cause them to bow by sending Your Spirit. Send revival upon our nation. That You would grant the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and the great work of regeneration upon peoples, many peoples. And many would be saved, as we've seen from time to time throughout history. And yet we also acknowledge that there are times when You do not send Your Holy Spirit. and you cause great trials for the church and not many coming to faith in Christ, not many believing the gospel. And maybe that's our day. And surely it is. For we would know if the Holy Spirit was sent in revival. We would know. For there would be much repentance and tears and sorrows and bitterness over sin throughout our nation today if your Holy Spirit was sent. And there would be many calling for the preaching of your word and worship every day. But we don't see that. And so we pray for it. We ask for your Spirit to be sent in power, if it be your will. Father, as we contemplate our present evil age, the current state of our nation, might even say the current state of the church, we might lose hope, but we know that you are the God who can do all things. All things are possible with you, even if sending your Spirit and doing the great work of regeneration in thousands and millions of this nation. We pray the same for all the other nations, because we long for all the nations to turn unto Christ, just as we read this morning in Revelation 7. Peoples from all nations coming unto Christ and exalting and He who is worthy, the Lamb of God. Father, we do pray and ask for your help. For those in our congregation, we pray for Tim as he's in Ghana, and for Vanessa and her healing. Pray that everything that they desire to do would come about easily, and that you would heal Vanessa completely. I would keep praying for those we prayed for this morning who are not feeling well. Grant to them strength by your Spirit. Father, those who are burdened, who are downcast, build them up by your word. Build them up by your mercy and your promises and the hope that awaits each one who is in Christ Jesus, your Son. And those who are casting off sin, we praise the Lord that you are working in their hearts. Pray that you would do so with all of us. Those who are struggling with sin, send your Spirit and not allow them by your grace to quench or grieve the Holy Spirit, that sin would be put to death and righteousness would be put on, that we would pursue righteousness in Christ your Son alone. In all things we pray for your name to be known and your glory to be exalted, and that your name would be blessed from one end of creation to the other. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.